Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Jesus says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatsoever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." So a couple things that are speaking to me this morning. One is that God, our Father, is a good Father. He's a good Father. I love that song. He's a good Father. He desires to give good things to us. He desires to see us blessed. He desires to see our cup full and overflowing. The other thing that I get out of this is that it's not enough to just to sit back and ask. It's not enough to just wait and, you know, oh, well, you know, I prayed for that and, oh, I asked God. No, there's this active role. Not only are we asking, but we're seeking. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek, search, and you will find it. Knock. It's like it's not enough to ask. It's not enough to seek. I mean, have you played hide and go seek before? You know, I play with my kids, right? And you have to go out there as they get older, you have to really start seeking. You have to really start searching. It can take a long time. Now, when they're little, you know, you have to pretend that you don't see them and to keep the game going, right? But as they get older, I mean, you can turn into a real search. And you know, how many of us can relate with that? There's times when we really are, we're not only asking, but we're seeking. We're earnestly on our knees. And you know, and there's this role that God allows us and wants us for our own good. I don't know all the answers to this. I don't know all the reasons, but it's not a just ask and you'll get. It's ask, seek, and knock. Knock on the door. And he says, if we'll do that, it will be open. And he says, listen, don't think that your heavenly Father is any different than you, than an earthly father that wants to do good for their children. God does too. But you know, I'm also reminded that there are times when our kids ask for something that we give to them, but not what they necessarily thought that they needed, because we try to be a good father, but he's a good father. He's a perfect father. And so again, ask, seek, knock. And then it says his heart is to give to us. And then he goes on to say, therefore, in light of this, in light of who I am as a good father, and in light of my desire to bless you, to do good for you, also, therefore you should want to do good unto others. And here now, it's not just your children, but whatsoever you want men to do to you, you want people to give good things to you, to look out for you, do also for them. For this sums it all up. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And upon this hangs all the law and the prophets. So everything was about that. Came down to loving God and loving others. And he's saying the same love that our Father has for us, even so, that should also, we should do for others as we want them to do for us. And so, you know, I pray that, let's pray. Father, I just pray that you would just help us first to seek, to ask, to seek, and to knock. Help us, Father, to understand our proactive role that we're supposed to be taking, Father, not just sitting back, but actively pursuing your will, actively searching. Father, I just pray you help me to do that. And Father, I pray you'd help our character and our patience to grow during the ask, the seek, and the knocking. And then you'd help us not to grow weary. Help us not to give up, knowing that you are a good Father, and you do desire to give us good things. And Father, I pray also that whatsoever we would that men would do to us, that we would also, Father, that we would have this heart to take the love of our Father, and that we would want to give good things to others, and we want to do for them as we wish they would do for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download my podcast on iTunes, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog at beacatalyst.com, where you'll find this and other resources. Now, go out there and have a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.